The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, the UAW is on strike. That's been in the news this morning. It's a targeted strike. GM's mid-sized truck plant in Wentzville, Missouri, Ford's Bronco plant in Wayne, and the Jeep plant that Stellantis has in Toledo. But there will be an overall economic impact beyond those communities. Joining us right now, talk more about that from Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
So what will the economic impact be if this goes long-term?
Yeah, it depends on how long it goes and how many workers join the strike. Right now, we're talking about 12,700 at the plants you just mentioned. There's 146,000 UAW workers that could go on strike. If all of them do, and we have this shutdown across the big three that lasts 10 days or more, we're talking about $5.5 billion. Think about $500 million a day in lost productivity, wages, and then for consumers, not being able to get parts, not being able to get repairs if they need it, and also the drag on inventory because there's not going to be enough cars produced.
And of course, there is that ripple effect that occurs too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's about 1 million people associated with the auto industry in America, not just the union workers, but 1 million people. You think about suppliers, you think about parts makers, you think about dealerships, and the people in the middle of all of that, they're all going to be impacted if this goes on for a prolonged period of time. Now, it's hard to not see this going on for a prolonged period of time, given how far apart the two sides are. The UAW wanting 40% plus wage increases over the next several years, plus the restoration of benefits, retiree health care, et cetera. And the automakers saying, our profits are going to be strained because we have to move into EVs. Costs for making cars are already getting higher. They've come part of the way on the agreement, but they are nowhere near a deal.
Well, in this targeted strike, I think is probably the right thing for the UAW to do from their point of view, because if everybody were to walk out, they wouldn't have enough strike pay to last much more than a month. This way, they can do this indefinitely, can't they?
Yeah, the strike pay is about $500 per week per worker, plus potentially health care benefits like COBRA. The UAW has about $825 million on hand in its strike fund. That's about 11 weeks if everybody walked out. So yeah, the stand-up strike or the rolling strike where it's a few plants at a time and it's unpredictable, that allows them to last even longer if they need to.
As you mentioned, it appears that both sides are pretty far apart here. Do you think that now that it's become real and there are picket lines out there, this is going to maybe create some more urgency for the sides to come to an agreement?
Absolutely. And again, it depends on where the leverage is. So if the rolling strike really starts to take effect and then you have these part shortages and plants are very unpredictable in terms of their own supply chain, you could see the automakers maybe coming to a sweeter deal. But again, they're worried about their profit margins. They're worried about their shareholders, because shareholders really help prop these companies up in a lot of ways. At the same time, the workers are saying, we need a bigger piece of the profits here. You're doing great. And you got government help. Time to start paying us. So this could go on for a very long time.
Of course, we're just talking about the UAW, but the Teamsters stand in solidarity with the UAW. They say they're not going to move anything from any of the targeted automakers. They're standing in support with their UAW brethren.
That's right. So you have other unions like the Teamsters saying, we're on the same side as you. You could see other parts of the auto industry joining into this as well in support of the UAW. We haven't seen that quite yet, but there is going to be pressure on all parties. And, you know, like I said, $500 a week for strike pay for a union worker, not a lot of money, especially these days. That doesn't go very far. So we'll see how long they can last, and we'll see how long the automakers can hold out as well.
All right. We hope they get this resolved soon. Caleb, appreciate your insight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.